Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, the military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Program, and Department of Veterans Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now, here's Tom Lyons.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're at the Minnesota State Fair with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and we're going to cover all of the topics important to our veterans. But before we get started, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
We recently celebrated the 4th Annual Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair. And every branch of service and more than 50 organizations that support military and veteran families were on display. This year, we had the privilege of honoring the children of Minnesota's military members and veterans. It's not just the service members who serve. Families sacrifice a great deal while their service members answer the call. After more than a decade of persistent conflict, our military children remain strong, adaptable, and resilient. Our State Family Programs Office and other agencies across the state offer resources for military children and their families. Through events like Military Appreciation Day at the State Fair and others, military kids can connect with other kids who share the same experiences and challenges. It also gives those in the community a chance to recognize and thank them for what they do. I would like to thank State Fair Executive Director Jerry Hammer and his outstanding staff on their continued efforts to recognize our men and women in uniform and their families. We'll see you at Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair in 2015.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Our first segment today, and our co-host for the show, is the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Commissioner Larry Shalado. Commissioner, welcome back to the show.
It's always an honor to be here.
Commissioner, we've got the privilege today to welcome a very, very special guest to the show, Governor Mark Dayton. Governor, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Commissioner. I'm delighted to be with you here today. Just left the military appreciation ceremony honoring thousands of Minnesota children whose loved ones serve courageously or have served and now veterans. So it was very special.
Governor, I want to thank you for stopping by the booth today and help us with the show. You've got a busy day out here at the fair.
Yeah, well, every day at the fair is a busy day. And today is just a spectacularly beautiful day. Clear and crisp, so come out and enjoy it all. But we had, as I said, the military appreciation ceremony just now. I was interviewed on farm issues just before that. So that's the great thing about the fair. You just cover a whole spectrum of Minnesota life.
And Governor Dayton, our co-host today, is your commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Commissioner Larry Shalado. Commissioner, it's been, I've heard it's been real busy at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs this year. Can you tell us about a few of the things you're doing?
Commissioner Shalado has done a fantastic job, and we owe him a debt of real gratitude for all of his service to Minnesota. Before this, he was the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard. We worked together. I was a member of the United States Senate. General Shalado and his crew had really started the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program here in Minnesota, and the U.S. Army was not quite as receptive to something new and innovative, and so I helped out get along with Congressman John Klein to get the first federal funding for Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and from there it took off, and now it's a nationwide program, and General Shalado has gone on to serve with great distinction as Commissioner of Veterans Affairs, and I think he's done a superb job, and I think the veterans across Minnesota to know that and have benefited from his leadership.
Governor, the commissioner was a great pick. I don't know how you could have found a better man for the job.
Once he put his name in, it was unanimous by everybody who knew him and knew of him. So it was one of the easier decisions, one of the very best decisions I made.
Commissioner, I guess it's your chance to defend yourself.
I'm not going to say another thing. Other than the fact, what I'm also proud of is that the mission continues. As we speak right now, if you were to walk onto the Capitol grounds, you would see sidewalks being torn up, trees being planted, and people working on what is called the Minnesota Family Tribute. This groundbreaking is designed, as just as we talked about with General Nash's comments in the opening, is it's the whole family, and the state of Minnesota is stepping forward to make sure that that family and the whole family is well taken care of. So we're working very, very well. So this is an extremely exciting time for the state of Minnesota.
Bill Popp and his board from the Minnesota Military Family Tribute did a great job raising those funds, and we had a groundbreaking. And next June, we're going to do a live show from for Minnesota Military Radio from the dedication ceremony up at the Capitol, and I look forward to seeing you up there again, Governor.
Well, we'll see if I'm there a year from now, but that depends on the voters of Minnesota. But I would be there either way because it's a great project and it's a kind of tribute that you just can't say enough to thank the families who have served and sacrificed and have kept our country free. And then, of course, those who made the ultimate sacrifice and their loved ones who have to carry the burden of their loss on for years and decades. So whatever we can do to give them the deserved recognition and have a chance to offer our appreciation, however inadequate it is certainly very important.
And Commissioner, the governor's had you pretty busy the last few years.
Well, it's yes. Yes, it's very busy. Minnesota, as a state, is doing well. And as you know with this show, you have all these other groups that come together, the taking care of the family, the guard, the reserve, just the fundraising, the support. Your golf tournament, you maybe want to talk about that a little bit, as how people step forward to help make sure that we bring our veterans all the way home and that their families are taken care of, not only then, but now.
Well, we did just have the 5th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. And, Governor, thank you for the letter that you sent over there congratulating us. We raised a lot of money to help Minnesota military families. And, of course, it's very important to keep our soldiers and airmen focused on their mission when they're deployed and get them home safely. And we do that by making sure that there's financial emergencies, that we take care of them, take care of their families. We've got their back. Take care of their missions. Get back safe.
Oh, that's tremendous. And, I find so many Minnesotans are willing to and jump at the opportunity to pitch in and be supportive if they give them the chance. And all the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon programs, which, again, Commissioner Schelotto started and General Nash is carrying on so well. I mean, all over the state, men and women are coming forward, citizens, saying we want to express our gratitude to our veterans and to active military members who are have and are risking their lives to keep the rest of us safe and keep our freedom intact.
But, I just want to add, too, to the listeners, there's a lot of things that have been done. We dedicated a plaque for our Native Americans, and that was quite a special day. I talked about the family tribute and its groundbreaking. Interestingly enough, we had Pheasant Hunters and Pheasants Forever step forward, and residents gave us 600 acres of prime land to make sure that hunting can continue.
We did a special show on that just last month.
Yes, and then also just common bonds. We're able to dedicate at Fort Snelling another 40 or 58 housing units for homeless veterans, which then leads up to the fact that within this next week, I'll be working with we have a state-level deal group of his commissioners together to address homelessness in the state of Minnesota, and that's coming along. So Minnesota's been doing very, very well. And actually is the leader in the nation, and I'm very, very proud of that.
Governor Dayton, we have to go to a break in just about a minute. Any final thoughts about Commissioner Schelotto and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs?
Well, I can't say enough good things about Commissioner Schelotto, but I think I've exhausted my vocabulary. But again, I want to thank him for his dedicated service as Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, now as Commissioner of the Department of Veterans Affairs. I want to thank, we've had broad bipartisan support in the Minnesota legislature, virtually unanimous for anything that involves improvements for our veterans, for county veteran service officers, and for honor guards and the like. And just, again, thank our veterans for the heroic service they provided to our country and to our state. And enjoy the state fair.
Governor, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to stop by Minnesota Military Radio. We'll be right back with more with Commissioner Larry Schelotto on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. My co-host for today's show is the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Commissioner Larry Shelledo. And Commissioner, we've brought a special guest for this segment, one of your deputy commissioners.
Yes, I forced him to be here.
He got orders. So we have Deputy Commissioner Reggie Worlds. Reggie, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Hi, Tom. It's good to be back again.
Now, your area over at the MDVA, Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, is programs and services. Can you tell us what that means?
Well, we offer a wide variety of services for veterans to include services for higher education, special needs grants to help out with catastrophic losses, also working with the federal partners with our claims office to help veterans who have injured themselves in service or suffered or manifested a condition, working with them to receive those federal entitlements, working very closely with both the VBA and the VHA to ensure veterans that need our services can receive them.
Commissioner, sounds like this deputy commissioner's been kind of busy.
He's a $1.2 billion industry for the state of Minnesota. He works with our veterans and the federal VA in making sure that our veterans in Minnesota are taken care of, whether it be medically through the VA medical system, but also as recently as the storms, the flooding, and those types of things where we help. Also, he does an awful lot of work in making sure that veterans get good dental care. It's amazing the number of things that he gets involved with in his staff in making sure that veterans are well taken care of in Minnesota.
Now, Reggie, I know we recently had a stand down for MACV out by the airport, and I know that veterans homelessness has been in the news and talked about a lot lately. What programs do you champion for the MDVA to help solve those issues?
Well, first I'd like to start out by saying that ending veteran homelessness is a moral imperative, a duty to those who have served. And we cannot rest while brave men and women who serve to protect our communities experience homelessness within them. We're really grateful that this issue is getting more national attention, White House, Congress, and in Minnesota. We're seeing unprecedented levels of investment, collaboration, and progress towards the goal of ending veterans' homelessness within Minnesota and across the country. And I believe we can do this. We've made a lot of progress, but we have a lot of work to do. We see some real opportunities to bring homelessness among veterans, as we know it, to an end. This doesn't mean we can prevent every housing crisis. It does mean that we can do more to prevent housing crises as they exist. And we have to have a response in place to ensure that veterans are quickly connected with housing when those situations arise.
So were you out at the stand down recently that the MACV put on and all the other organizations were out there? I'm sure you were.
I had an opportunity to stop in briefly. I wasn't there very long, but I do attend a lot of the stand downs across the state, and it is a wonderful event where people who are experiencing homelessness can come in and get the services that they need. And, you know, Minnesota's done an incredible job also along the lines of prevention of homelessness. There's several programs, several different entities, such as MACV, such as our department, such as the HUD-VASH vouchers that are offered by the federal VA in order to help people who are struggling with the housing situation. And to talk a little bit more about the HUD-VASH vouchers, that is a very incredible program. We have over 475 vouchers currently in place across the state. And not only does it provide housing for veterans, it also provides that much-needed case management, those supportive services that are going to assist people who are struggling, who really have a greater need, such as maybe a mental health condition or a chemical dependency condition, to have that supportive services, those wraparound services that are going to help them to be successful.
So, Reggie, to pull this all together, when we started one of these stand-downs around the state, we're providing some emergency medical care. We provide some court people to maybe eliminate some obstacles to going back to work. We get them some clean clothes, maybe a suit for that suit program. And then you've got a voucher program where you get them some place to stay. And we try to stop that cycle, that downward cycle, and get them back into society and help them get back to being leading productive lives.
That is the ultimate goal. That is truly the ultimate goal. And what has been really fantastic is the response that Minnesota has provided with this. As you said before, a lot of our veterans meet with a lot of different types of situations intersecting with the legal law system, not having the proper representation in order to help out or to navigate the system. And now we've had veterans courts around the state. Of course, MACV, a steady partner over the years, providing those suits, providing some of those supportive services. And now, again, with the federal VA stepping up with the HUD-VASH voucher program, we truly have a lot of systems in place to ensure that people can be successful.
We're speaking with Commissioner Larry Chalideau and Deputy Commissioner Reggie Worlds from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs on Minnesota Military Radio. Reggie, I know that you've got another program that you refer to as the Heading Home Plan. Can you tell us what that's about?
Yes, the Heading Home Plan is I'll start by talking about the Minnesota Interagency Council on Homelessness. It's 11 cabinet-level agencies that are really positioned and focused on ending homelessness in the state of Minnesota overall. However, there is a huge focus on veterans right now. The last point in time count done by the feds identified 317 veterans, which is a marked decrease of what it was a number of years ago. And they, with the Department of Veterans Affairs, we are partnering with Minnesota Housing Finance Agency. We've identified an individual that we call the Special Advisor on Veterans Homelessness. His name is Eric Grumdahl. Comes to the department or to the state of Minnesota with a lot of experience, formerly on the United States Interagency Coalition Council on Homelessness. He's brought a lot of good information, a lot of good data. He's had a lot of experience in the field, and he's paying some dividends for us already. The data that he's brought forward is really going to give us a good focus as we go forward as to where we need to situate resources in order to address homelessness for veterans.
Reggie, are there certain areas of the demographics that cause some veterans to experience homelessness more than others?
The data shows that African Americans are really veterans, are really prone to homelessness. And we don't know exactly why that is, but we are definitely going to focus on that group as we move forward to really delve into the community and find out what is the problem. With a lot of veterans and homelessness in general, veterans are probably least likely to come forward and ask for assistance because that's how we're trained. We're really trained to be self-sufficient. And, of course, coming forward and asking for a hand up is very difficult for veterans because of that training, because of that that mystique or the I almost want to call it ego that we have, you know, that we can overcome.
Military training, right?
Exactly.
We're not taught to do that.
We can overcome anything. And so when it comes to being homeless, there's a lot of people that express embarrassment, you know, that they have, that things have happened to them to allow themselves to get to this point. But they don't, what we're hoping to do with these initiatives that we have going forward is to let them know that, you know, we're here to help them. You know, it is because of them that we experience the freedoms that we have today, and we want to be there to make sure that we can give them that hand up and help them to get back and become those productive members of society.
Now, Reggie, I know you've made some progress on this issue over the years, but are there some hard cases? Are there some chronic homeless veterans that are really hard to reach and break them out of that cycle?
Yes, most definitely. There are some folks that, you know, just the other day I was talking to one of my staff members, an individual that he's been working with for probably 3-4 years and has done everything that he can to really get this individual to come forward. But for whatever reason, he always says, give it to somebody else that really needs it. I'm okay.
And we've heard that from our veterans before, haven't we?
We've heard that from before.
Even with just applying for benefits.
Exactly. I think there's a guy close to me that could talk about that.
Well, there's veterans out there that are hurt worse than us, so let's take care of them first. So I understand that. Commissioner, you've got a lot of issues to cover at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and when it comes to services and programs, it's a good thing you've got Deputy Commissioner Worlds working on these items like homelessness and all of these issues so that you can make steady progress year over year.
Well, yes. I mean, it's amazing, and he's got a good team that are focused, and the beauty is they have that military training also comes into play. They have a clear, defined mission of what they want to accomplish. They have an action plan of how they're going to do it. And what we are finding is that other agencies within the state come in and want to partner with us to make sure that these issues, because what happens to the veterans also happens to the other part of the population.
Reggie, just a few seconds left. Any final thoughts for today?
Just want to let everybody know that, again, if you're a veteran out there and you're in crisis, we have a team of folks standing ready to assist you. And I can't talk enough about our county veteran service officers. There's one in all of the counties in Minnesota, all 87 counties. If you're a veteran or a family member or know of a veteran that needs assistance, please reach out to your county veteran service officer and get the help that you have earned.
Thank you, Reggie. That was Deputy Commissioner Reggie Worlds on Minnesota Military Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about veterans' homes in Minnesota. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bill Popp of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. An Army squad is made up of 8 soldiers, and when the squad is on patrol, each soldier is dependent on each other for safety. When a soldier is distracted because of a financial crisis with a family back home, that puts every soldier on the squad at risk. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation helps turn a bad situation into a positive one. When we help one soldier, we're helping all soldiers. When we help one military family, we're helping all military families. If you're in a position to help, please donate. Go to MinnesotaMilitaryFamilyFoundation.org.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're doing a show about the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and my co-host today has been Larry Shelledo, the commissioner of the MDVA. And, Commissioner, we've had a pretty good show so far. The governor started out in here and told us to give us a report card on how you're doing the last few years over there. Sounded pretty good, sir.
Well, yes. And you had program and services with Reggie.
Program and services with Deputy Commissioner Worlds. And okay. Now, in a moment, we're going to talk about the veterans' homes. And in the fourth segment, we're going to talk to the director of the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, Patrick Kelly, and see how the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and the VA Medical Center work together and cooperate to take care of our veterans.
All right.
Now, Commissioner, you brought another guest with you, another one of your deputy commissioners.
Yes, Robin Gausted. And she's with our the Veterans Homes. She's responsible for 5 homes, Minneapolis, the main campus, with Hastings. Then we have Silver Bay, Fergus Falls, and Laverne.
Very good.
So she is a very, very busy person.
Robin, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. I'm proud to be here.
How long have you been with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs?
About 7.5 years in lots of different jobs.
So do you like it over there, helping our veterans in Minnesota?
I love it over there, helping our veterans in Minnesota. Our mission is very special, to serve our veterans and provide them with excellent health care in our veterans' homes and in our adult daycare and in our domiciliaries or board and lodge homes in Hastings and Minneapolis. It's a wonderful mission, and it's a pleasure, and I'm very proud to serve.
So you're primarily watching over the veterans' homes in Minnesota?
Yep, all across the state of Minnesota.
And what kind of shape are the homes in, and how are veterans doing?
Well, actually, we've been extremely fortunate. The taxpayers in the state of Minnesota and our legislature and our governor's office have been extremely supportive of our veterans and their families. And we've been able to either build new homes or remodel existing homes. We've remodeled the home in Silver Bay, which started out as a elementary school. And is now a beautiful veterans home up along Lake Superior. It's a great home and lots of very dedicated staff there. Then in Fergus Falls, we actually added about 22 beds to that campus. And so a brand new addition. And right now we're remodeling the community-based veterans clinic that also shares that campus with the Fergus Falls Veterans Home. Then in Laverne, we did some major remodeling, added a new canopy to the front, remodeled several of the resident care areas, and did a lot of work to the construction and the basic facility. And Laverne is a beautiful home to visit, and I would really encourage people to stop by when they're traveling across the state. And our staff would love to tour people through our veterans' homes. We welcome guests and visitors and veterans and their families.
We're speaking with Robin Gausted and Commissioner Larry Shalado from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs on Minnesota Military Radio. Robin, the veterans' homes of Minnesota, are they full? Is there a waiting list?
We have a very long waiting list for most of our veterans' homes. We try to move people through the admission process as quickly and literally as painlessly as possible, but we do have long waiting lists at all of our homes, except for our home in Hastings. The census in Hastings, the number of veterans that live there in that Borden Lodge, kind of go up and down and cycle a little bit with the weather. We seem to have a higher census or more veterans living there in the wintertime, and then in the summertime, folks kind of scatter and enjoy the Minnesota weather, and then we probably see an influx again in the fall.
Commissioner, I think one of the last times we had you on, we were talking about the legislative process and the fact that we got the funding for Phase 3 of the Minneapolis Veterans Home. Is that all complete and ready to go?
Well, we have, you're at with Minneapolis, there's three phases. We have received full acknowledgement and certification with Phases 1 and 2, and all the indicators for Phase 3 are pretty well locked and loaded, but we're also... We just want to make sure. We're cautiously optimistic, I'll put it that way. But right now, I'm treating it as that campus is set for the next 4 or 5 years.
Robin, can you fill us in on the details of that project a little bit?
Sure. The first phase was actually a new building that we opened about a year and a half or 2 years ago on the Minneapolis campus, right next to the river with a beautiful... scenic view of the river and of the park at Park Minnehaha there. We also, in that building, when we opened it, we got certified for Medicare and Medicaid. And that was a first for the state veterans homes in Minnesota, and we're very proud of that. The second phase is the phase that we're in right now in building 17 North. The state legislature appropriated about $12.25 million in 2010 for the design and construction of that building. And then we were very successful with the support of the federal VA to get a matching construction grant of about $21 million. So in total, that building is costing about $33 million. We'll have 100 private rooms and bathrooms when the building is constructed. And we're focusing on building small home-like households. So we have 12 veterans that live together in a community of households. And we've got 3 stories full of veteran rooms. So we've got 100 private rooms, which are very nice for families and for our veterans. We also have kitchens and lounges and exercise areas in each of those little households. So it's quite comfortable and feels very much like home.
And Robin, how's the Veterans Daycare Center coming out there?
The adult daycare is actually very busy these days. In the summer, because of our beautiful weather in Minnesota, they're able to get outside and enjoy picnics and horseshoes and all the games and activities that bring us outside in Minnesota summers. And so we've been very busy, and that program is quite full and very successful. We were very fortunate because the Disabled American Vets program gave us and raised money for a new van for our adult daycare, so we can provide those residents, those clients, with transportation from home to the program, which is better for, at times, families who have very busy schedules. So we're very proud of that, and we really thank the Disabled American Veteran Organization for providing us with that wonderful gift.
And Robin, the commissioner tells me that you're excited about a new program called Precious Status. Can you explain that?
Yeah. Actually, that is a program that the commissioner sourced for us. And it is a program that is actually widely used in elementary schools, kindergartens, and daycares. And this is one of the first times that it's been used in a nursing home for seniors. And how it works is that it's a web-based application, and staff can use instant messaging and send pictures and messages to family members and friends of veterans in their everyday lives, or in special celebrations, or just kind of in a precious moment when a veteran is having a very good time and enjoying their day.
So in between visits, their family can get little shots about what's going on at the home.
Yeah, it connects veterans with their families, and for some folks who live a distance from their veteran or from their spouse, it helps with the daily contact that really makes the families feel better, and I think they feel that they're sharing in their loved ones' lives in a real and immediate way.
Commissioner, sounds like Robin's really busy at the Veterans Home side of the office up there. Are we ever going to catch up with the backlog? There's a lot of Vietnam veterans starting to getting up there.
That will always be the question, but we're working also with the private sector to make sure that they are more veteran sensitive and aware of what's happening. So that becomes critical. I think what's one of the successes I like that Robin and her team are bringing to the plate, if you will, is the systems and the processes. Robin's a quality control person, a systems expert, and so forth. So we're able to do a lot of streamlining, making it a far more efficient, effective delivery of services to our precious veterans.
Robin, we just got about a minute left. Any final thoughts about the veterans' homes in Minnesota?
Well, I just want to say that we're blessed to be able to serve our veterans and their families. We like to say that every day is Veterans Day at our veterans' homes. We've got a very dedicated staff. We've got a host of very dedicated and talented volunteers. Our veteran service organizations are very supportive and provide our veterans with a lot of benefits and improve their quality of life with the gifts that they provide. So we want to thank all of our stakeholders. We want to thank our volunteers. And most of all, we want to thank our veterans and their families, because we really do want to provide highest quality health care to our veterans who have served and given so much for our country.
Robin, thanks for joining us today. That was Robin Gaustad from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Commissioner Shalvo and I will be back in just a moment on Minnesota Military Radio with the director of the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On this show today, we've been talking about the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and topics of importance to our veterans. And our co-host today, as everyone has heard, is Commissioner Larry Shalto, who is a former Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard. And Commissioner, joining us now is a former Navy Captain, who is now the Director of the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, Director Patrick Kelly. Director, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Tom, thanks for having me. It's great to be back on your show.
Director, I'm sure you and the commissioner in your new positions have talked several times.
Well, the commissioner has been a great supporter of our veterans over here, and of course our VHA generally. So yeah, we've had a lot of good conversations. He's given me a lot of good advice.
And commissioner, I know one of the things you talk about is getting our veterans in Minnesota back and forth to their medical appointments.
Yes, I being one of them. So I just want you to know, Director Kelly, that my last visit over at the VA in Minneapolis was outstanding. I'm getting proud of myself, learning how to navigate that complex. But once I got to where I was and I didn't get lost, I got some excellent treatment. So the system does work.
Well, as you know, Commissioner, as they told us in the military, 80% of it is showing up. So I'm glad you were able to find the right place, and I'm glad we're able to take good care of you.
You bet. And we were just, Tom and I were just talking earlier, one of my goals and the goals of the agency here in the state is getting our veterans to you. I think that's absolutely critical. And one of the programs we have is with the Disabled American Vets, who have been buying vans and running what I refer to as the trap line, right, picking up veterans and getting them to you to get that great service.
You know, it's out here in front of the VA. I look outside my window occasionally, and I can see just a whole array of buses and other vehicles. Our county veteran service officers do an unbelievable job at transporting veterans all the way down to Minneapolis. And, as you mentioned, the DAV, other veteran service organizations, and I see, here from our state veterans home, vehicles out here, St. Cloud VA Medical Center. it really is a large enterprise to get all our veterans here and seen and get them to where they're supposed to be, and we get a lot of help, and we have even initiated and will be buying a few vehicles of our own under what's referred to as the Veterans Transportation Network. And so, again, it takes a lot of people, and we get a lot of good help, and I think we've been pretty successful, and I appreciate your support of our being able to get those veterans down here.
Director, I understand that all of those agencies you mentioned and more came together for a recent stand down out by the airport, and here it was a success.
You know, Tom, it was huge. We and the commissioner was there as well. You know, I'll talk briefly about the Minneapolis stand down. So, you know, it was the 5th and 6th of August at the Boy Scout camp over at Fort Snelling, and I know you helped promote that on your on Minnesota Military Radio. You know, MACV just does a great job of coordinating these kinds of services for our most needy veterans. And so, you know, in Minneapolis, we had over 1,000. We had 1,034 veterans attended the two-day event. You know, 200 veterans got a medical screening, 112 dental exams, almost 100 got eye exams. And we even had the Blue Star Moms out there who distributed 380 reading glasses and 300 sunglasses. You know, so it really is a terrific service. Veterans are getting haircuts. They're getting, you know, good meal. It was a terrific event. And then last week, we held a similar event or sponsored a similar event up in Duluth. And again, very successful. Not the same numbers as Minneapolis, but met a really important need for our veterans at risk for homelessness. And you know, well attended, lots of good services, lots of good feedback from our veterans. So it was both of those were just terrific events.
Director, September is Suicide Prevention Month. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have on one of the chaplains for the Minnesota National Guard and one of the experts on this topic from the Minnesota National Guard and one of your folks out, and we're going to do a roundtable discussion on suicide prevention. And I understand you've got Suicide Prevention Week coming up.
Yeah, so September 8th through 12th over here is our Suicide Prevention Week at the Minneapolis VA. So for veterans, for caregivers, anybody who wants to stop by, we're going to have information booths all week by the cafeteria. And suicide prevention team will be available to answer questions, to help veterans if they need it. And again, the staff is there for veterans, their family, their friends, anybody who would like to reach out and learn more about this or maybe be more helpful to their veteran. We're giving out, you know, handouts, you know, wristbands, magnets, bumper stickers, you know, all kinds of things with the Veterans Crisis Line number on there. And as you mentioned, we're going to have one of our experts with you on September 14th, I believe. And again, we're like homelessness. This is a large effort. It's very important, and we're trying to reach out any way we can think of. So I appreciate your support in getting the word out to our veterans because, again, we all contribute to making this better. And I'm proud of the work we do here, but there's a lot of work left to do.
I'm looking forward to that show, Director, so that we can talk about depression and some of the signs that might lead us to see someone in trouble and where to take them and get them some help. Mm-hmm. Director, I understand that you've got a town hall meeting coming up on September 12th as well.
Right. So the new Secretary McDonald has directed all VHA and VBA entities and actually National Cemeteries as well to hold a town hall meeting before the end of September. And you know, he has focused on getting more present to veteran service organizations, hearing them, making sure that we have a very clear understanding of how we can be a more effective partner with them in delivering health care and services to our veterans. So on September 12th, it's going to be at the Whipple Building over at Fort Snelling Upper Post. It's going to be a combined Veterans Health and Veterans Benefits meeting, and so we're going to kick off at 9:30 with the VHA health care presentations, followed by questions. And then VBA is going to take at the regional office starting at 10:30, again, followed by questions. And our purpose is to, you know, hear from veterans and hear their concerns, hear their suggestions where we can make our service to them a better service. And you know, we're all ears because, you know, while you know, the VA has had some issues that we're dealing with nationally, and we have many of those same issues in Minneapolis and in our community-based clinics, you know, I view this as an opportunity for us to get better. So any input we can get from a variety of sources, from veterans, from service organizations, from the media, certainly from Congress, we welcome that as an opportunity for us to provide a better service to veterans. And I don't take it in any way defensively. It's all about us being better and providing a better service. So you know, we're going to be there to answer questions. It's part of a national effort, as I mentioned, town halls at all VHA and VBA sites by the end of September. And it's open to veterans, spouses, stakeholders. And so I appreciate any of your listeners getting the word out. I think we're going to have plenty of parking over at the Whipple Building. So, and for those veterans that can't make it on the 12th and they want to talk to us or make sure their voice is heard, we are always welcome through, you know, they can talk to our patient advocates. They can get to one of their service organizations who we meet with on a monthly basis. Or they can talk to somebody on our consumer advisory board. So we want to hear from veterans, and sort of the extent that we can make it better, I welcome all that input.
Director, thanks for joining us today by telephone at the Minnesota State Fair.
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate you having me.
Commissioner Shalala, we've got about 30 seconds left. Any final thoughts on this MDVA show from the fair?
Well, I think it's for everyone. And there's a phrase I often use that's given to me. It's called, everything connects to everything. And with the counties, the state, the federal, all of these connects and taking care of veterans. And I'm very, very proud of what Minnesota's doing and what we're doing nationally.
Commissioner, thanks for joining us again on Minnesota Military Radio. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. We're just about out of time. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Reggie Worlds, Robin Gausted, Director Patrick Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, Governor Mark Dayton, Commissioner Larry Shalala of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we talk about the Minnesota National Guard and Yellow Ribbon programs from the Minnesota State Fair. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
You've been listening to Minnesota Military Radio with Tom Lyons. Tom is the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition firm. This has been a production of Clear Channel, MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, the Minnesota National Guard, BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org, and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Podcasts of the show are available at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.